You know, it's like clockwork. June hits and I get water crazy. Whether it's a pool, lake, ocean, I'm in. And it's a good thing the mask mandate has been lifted. Something tells me it's far from a snorkel. As much as I love all things H2O, there is one thing making an even bigger splash, the transfer pricing news. Hello, everyone. It's Matthew DeMello, your host of The Fiona Show, hot off the press. Cross-border solutions, weekly transfer pricing in the news podcast. Why is Argentina lending a helping hand to taxpayers? Which executive branch is shelling out legislation around shell company use? And why is Costa Rica celebrating a membership milestone? We've got those stories for you, hot off the press, but first, a message from my friends and yours at Cross Border Solutions. Hi, I'm Matthew DeMello, and you may know me as the host of the Fiona Show Cross Border Solutions Weekly Transfer Pricing Podcast. And while I love to discuss transfer pricing, this podcast isn't the only place you can hear me doing it. Cross Border Solutions recently relaunched Transfer Pricing University, a live webinar series where you can learn about modern day transfer pricing, everything from methodologies to comparables to preparing documentation to meet country specific regulations. Good stuff, I know. Chief Economist Mimi Song leads the sessions. I just ask the occasional obvious question. Since our program is NASBA certified, you can earn one CPE credit for joining each session. Pretty sweet. So what are you waiting for? Join us for Transfer Pricing University Weekly. Classes are free, so now you really have no reason to miss it. Sign up at xbs.ai/TPU. Costa Rica is known for its tropical beaches, lush rainforest, melt-you-to-the-bone humidity, and now its newfound OECD status. The Central American country is the 38th member of the OECD as of May 25th. But admission to the so-called Rich Countries Club didn't come without hard work and perspiration. The initial accession process started in 2015 and required Costa Rica to change its laws and regulations to better align with OECD standards. The country was officially invited to join in May 2020, and now the ink has finally dried. OECD Secretary General Angel Gurria praised the country for its perseverance and is, quote, impressed that the cross-party commitment to OECD accession that we witnessed during the accession process continued into the ratification phase despite the pandemic, end quote. Sometimes it's better late than never. We're looking at you, Argentina. The tax authority released a long-awaited guidance on preparing transfer pricing documentation for businesses impacted by the pandemic. It outlines how to conduct a successful functional analysis, where to source comparable information, the importance of determining new risks introduced by the pandemic, and how to illustrate government assistance. Keeping with the better late than never theme, the country's transfer pricing documentation deadline has been extended by 3 months. We're talking fiscal years with a December 31st, 2020 through December 31st, 2021 end date. The news never sleeps, and apparently neither does the European Commission. Its latest area of focus, shell companies. While the executive branch has cracked down on a host of tax avoidance systems, shell companies are still being utilized. The Commission's plan of action includes enacting legislation around defining tax substance requirements and enforcing rules for EU member states. The Commission will be accepting comments until June 17th. So, what are you waiting for, multinationals? And just like that, you're caught up on the latest in transfer pricing. Doesn't it feel good? Get your weekly endorphin rush by subscribing to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We'll be sure to keep you up to date on transfer pricing news in minutes. While you're at it, check out our anchor podcast, The Fiona Show. This podcast was hosted, edited, and engineered by yours truly, Matthew DeMello. Associate producer Christy Clements wrote the script. It's not even officially summer yet, and we're already daydreaming about where we're going to go, what we're going to see. But when you want a quick dose of reality, and by that we mean the transfer pricing news, you know where to find it. We'll catch everyone next week.